This story is very appropriate for the theme, the cat's out of the bag. I came of age during that innocent decade of the 50s, between the beatniks and the hippies. That era where they showed movies like Reefer Madness in high school. In fact, the worst thing I ever did in high school, in my senior year, was share a bottle of Nature Boy wine with seven of my friends and then all pretend to be drunk. So I was pretty innocent. And so it's not too surprising that a generation later, when I found a bag of herbs in my 18-year-old daughter's bedroom, I wasn't quite sure if it was pot or not. I really didn't know what it smelled like or what it looked like. I mean, obviously, I suspected. I knew that kids were doing a little more than sharing Nature Boy wine in the 80s, but I didn't quite know what to do about it because she was 18, about to graduate from high school, an honor student, already enrolled in Michigan State University. I mean, practically an adult and a responsible one at that. So I thought, you know, should I just throw it away? Should I approach her? Maybe she's holding it for somebody else. Maybe it's not even pot. I didn't know what to do, so I decided to just sit on it for a couple of days. So I hid it in my car. And I drove to my part-time job, and I went to the grocery store, and, I drove around with it. I even contemplated stopping at the police department to see if they had a lab and they could analyze it for me and tell me what it was. But in the end, I didn't do that, and I think I found it on a Wednesday or a Thursday, so drove around with it till the weekend, and I thought, well, geez, if it is pot, I probably shouldn't be driving around with it. So I decided for the weekend, until I came up with a plan, I would hide it somewhere in the house. So I went upstairs to the bathroom off my bedroom, and I decided to roll it up and put this little baggie inside an empty toilet paper tube, and I put two pieces of toilet paper on each end and put it way down at the bottom, thinking that, well, I'm the only one that would empty my wastebasket, so if she starts looking for it, she's not going to find it there. And I went out Saturday night, and by Sunday, I decided to approach her. So I held it up, and I said, Leslie, what is this exactly? And she said, oh, God, Mom, you're so paranoid. It's parsley. She said, my friend and I were going to do an experiment in science. I don't even remember when. I forgot all about it, but it's just parsley. So I thought, well, I'm going to throw it away anyway. So if it's parsley, it's no great loss. And if it's pot, that's an expensive lesson, because I felt uncomfortable with having that in my home or knowing that my daughter might be doing something like that. So I did. I went and threw it away, and I thought I handled the whole thing pretty well. Well, years later, my daughter told me her side of the story. She was on the phone one night talking to her girlfriend. They were about to take a spring break trip, and they had bought a bag of pot for the trip. And she opened the drawer, and it was gone. Oh, my God, she freaked. Oh, my God, Lisa, it's gone, it's gone. She dumped the drawer in her bed. She couldn't find it anywhere. She thought, I got to go find it. I'll call you later, you know. She looked all over the house, but frequently we were both there together, so she didn't have a lot of time to search for the pot. But she knew I was going out Saturday night, so she called a couple of her girlfriends and said, come on over, we're going to have a search party. So they searched high and low behind cupboards, you know, under rugs, everywhere, in the basement, in the attic, everywhere, no pot. And she was getting pretty discouraged, and then she stopped and thought, what would Mom do? And she envisioned me flushing it down my toilet, disgusted that I'd found such a shocking thing in her room. And so she went upstairs thinking that they were never going to find it, and check in my wastebasket to see if the empty bag was in there. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Then she saw the tube of empty toilet paper roll down at the bottom with toilet paper stuck in it. Oh, my God. I found found it, I found it. She called her friends. They came rushing up. Oh, thank God, we found it. So they went downstairs to the kitchen. They transferred the pot to a different plastic bag, and they filled that plastic bag with parsley, rolled it back up, put it in the toilet paper, put it back in the wastebasket. So the next morning when I said, what is this? She could honestly say it was parsley. And that's what I ritualistically flushed down the toilet. The end.